Let's head over to Dr. David Hilden, Vice President of Medical Affairs and a practicing physician, one that's been very busy, obviously, particularly in the last year. Dr. Hilden, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well this morning, Dave. Thank you.
What's the status at the hospital right now regarding COVID and ICU?
We're doing pretty well. We're in what I would call this delicate balance, in not only in our whole society, but at the hospitals, where we've hit our new normal and things are going quite well. We have enough beds for people. We have enough personal protective equipment. We have enough masks. So all of those things that we were so worried about last spring, we figured all that out. And so that part's quite good. And, you know, our days go about where we still don't have big group meetings and we still keep our distance from each other. But the ICUs have some COVID patients, they do. And so does the whole hospital. But it's at this sense of balance where I think things are going reasonably well. I'm confident that if any Minnesotan needs a hospital bed and needs really good care for COVID or any other condition, we'll be able to take care of you. The flip side of that is that we always have this little, in the back of our head, worry that one of these variants is going to take hold and things are going to get ugly again. But right now, my fingers are crossed and I'm kind of optimistic.
You know, it's interesting, Doctor, just looking at this, seems to be a bit of a division between COVID researchers right now. Some think the end of the pandemic, I thought I saw something out of Johns Hopkins yesterday. They said it could be the end of April. And others say, no, the worst could possibly be yet to come. What's right and what's wrong? Do we have any idea?
There really is a difference of opinion. I'm noticing that myself. And I think what it does highlight is that all kinds of smart people can't predict the future very perfectly, can they? And so I think that it depends on which, if you're a half empty or a glass half full kind of person. There is lots of optimism to think that we're just months away from this thing being really, really knocked down. I don't know if end of the pandemic is something we're going to see for a long time, but at least have it be not really under control. I think there's some optimism that that could happen in the next few months. There is this flip side to that coin that if we let down our guard too much, that we could yet again see another surge, and that is a distinct possibility. And so it is this tension, this balance about which of those two things might happen. There's so many moving parts. The variant, especially this 117 variant that was first seen in the UK, that one is on the rise in Minnesota, without a doubt. It is on the rise. At the same time, vaccines are on the rise. And at the same time, our cases are falling. So all of those parts are moving. And so it could go either way. I'm choosing to be a little bit on the optimistic side, but you have to have that dose of reality that if we let down our guard too much, it could go the wrong way as well. And I think that's what we're seeing with experts across the country.
Looking at that positivity rate, Dr. Dave, we see that our testing here has dropped that down to 3.6% in the state. And that's low from what in June. And I would ask you, is that because we're better at wearing masks and distancing, or is that also a result of the administration of the vaccine?
It's probably both. I think Minnesotans have risen to the occasion for the most part, and they're doing everything they need to do for the most part. People I see them wearing masks almost everywhere, certainly at any public indoor places. Everybody has their mask on. And I think most people are doing safe things with their families and not having big, huge gatherings. And so those things are the main contributor. But with each passing week, the vaccine becomes a larger contributor to that low case rate because more and more of us are getting that vaccine. I think we're up to some 30 or 40 or 50% of older adults have received the first vaccine. I don't know the numbers exactly, but that is also contributing to the reduction in the transmission of cases. You know, we're not all doing everything we could perfectly. We could always do better, but I think in general, Minnesotans are to be congratulated for what they're doing in trying to control this thing, and that's the main reason it's dropping.
You and I have talked about this before, but I don't know exactly when the season ends. What we call, I guess, the normal flu, is that season over? Because I didn't even notice it.
Here's a funny thing. I admitted to the hospital this past week my first flu case of the year. Now, that is distinctly abnormal. Normally, by this time, I would have had a lot of flu cases. And even at late February, we're starting to see the tailing off of the flu season. We can see cases all the way to March or April or even into May, but this year it's been dramatically reduced. I mean, it is unbelievable how little flu I'm seeing this year. And I think that is entirely due to everything we're doing to prevent COVID, also prevents flu. If you're not sharing the same air with your neighbor or with very many other people, you're not going to get flu either. Plus, everybody got vaccinated against the flu, which is an effective vaccine. So that's, I guess, there's a silver lining to everything, I think. And the relatively low number of flu cases is one of those silver linings.
Yeah, well, I hope this news continues the way it's going right now. Dave, I'll let you back to your rounds this morning, and I'll talk to you in a couple days if that's okay.
Sounds great, Dave. We'll talk to you then.
He is Dr. David Hilden, Vice President of Medical Affairs at Hennepin Healthcare, and, of course, a practicing doctor over there as well. Our WCCO time is 7:27. News is coming up in 3 minutes, along with your traffic and weather. That's together, and that's next.